First, I have some business. One of the things we want to try to do today is we're going to cancel all the adoration. We tried to do as long as we could. We prayed for another week anyway, but it looks like things are probably, they told us to get ready for something even more difficult this week than it was last week. So I think it's probably best for the protection and safety that everybody stays home. They really want everybody to stay home. But it's my heart goes out to you because I know, especially some of you on Facebook, you really want to receive communion. That it's been something you've done for every day for a very long time, and it's really sad that in some way we can't get it to you. But at least this is the next best thing. One of the things that I noticed in the gospel here was, it struck me when I was reading it this morning, was that when the person went to go see, the royal official went to go see Jesus, to realize that he had traveled pretty far for his son who was ill. When you think about it, because it says that on the way back, his servants met him on the way back. So that means that he wasn't home yet. And they said the fever left him about noon the day before, which means he had been traveling for a whole day, right? Because it said the fever left him yesterday about 1 in the afternoon. And it means that it was the next day. So that father had gone to great lengths, you know, for the healing and to get to Jesus, because he had traveled that far. And obviously traveling is a little different today than it was back then, thinking that he did walk a lot. He had to get there, the royal official. And he wasn't even home yet, and it had already been a day. It made me kind of reflect on to what extent we're willing to do for one another and for those who are needy, how many times we would go to Jesus. I know that many of you as parents go often to Jesus to pray for your children, you know, to pray for your family on behalf. So you probably understand very well why this royal official, if your son or daughter was dying, that you would walk a day and a half if you knew that you could get to someone who could heal them, heal this person, your son or your daughter. And so we remember that story today as you continue to pray. Try to pray together, stay together, and at 8 o'clock tonight, we'll try to be together as well, just to kind of have a conversation with the priests and our parishioners. The last thing I want to leave with you is from the book of Isaiah. One of the things they had was hope. See, it takes on a new meaning today when you hear something like, he'd like to create a new heaven and a new earth, you know, that the past shall not be remembered and not come to mind. Instead, there'll always be rejoicing and happiness in what I create. And I hope that within us, there's what will come is a great sense of hope. Hope that one day we'll all have that big St. Patrick's Day party and we'll all be partying together and this will be behind us. And this has happened for many times in the history of people where they have to long and hope for a better day. And certainly we do today. We pray for the day when there'll be no sounds of weeping will be heard and no sounds of crying and no sounds of hearing about people passing away or getting a disease, but a day when we all come together and have the biggest party we possibly can have and celebrate our Lord in our midst.